Chapter 21. In September, the first cool nights came. Then the days were cool, and the leaves on the trees in the park began to turn color, and we knew the summer was gone. The fighting at the front went very badly, and they could not take San Gabriele. The fighting on the Banzitza Plateau was over, and by the middle of the month, the fighting for San Gabriele was about over, too. They could not take it. Ettore was gone back to the front. The horses were gone to Rome, and there was no more racing. Crowell had gone to Rome, too, to be sent back to America. There were riots twice in the town against the war, and bad rioting in Turin. A British major at the club told me the Italians had lost 150,000 men on the Banzitza Plateau and on San Gabriele. He said they had lost 40,000 on the Carso besides. We had a drink, and he talked. He said the fighting was over for the year down here and that the Italians had bitten off more than they could chew. He said the offensive in Flanders was going to the bad. If they killed men as they did this fall, the Allies would be cooked in another year. He said we were all cooked, but we were all right as long as we did not know it. We were all cooked. The thing was to not recognize it. The last country to realize they were cooked would win the war. We had another drink. Was I on somebody's staff? No. He was. It was all balls. We were alone in the club sitting back in one of the big leather sofas. His boots were smoothly polished dull leather. They were beautiful boots. He said it was all balls. They thought only in divisions and manpower. They all squabbled about divisions and only killed them when they got them. They were all cooked. The Germans won the victories. By God, they were soldiers. The old Hun was a soldier. But they were cooked, too. We were all cooked. I asked about Russia. He said they were cooked already. I'd soon see they were cooked. Then the Austrians were cooked, too. If they got some Hun divisions, they could do it. Did he think they would attack this fall? Of course they would. The Italians were cooked. Everybody knew they were cooked. The old Hun would come down through the Trentino and cut the railway at Vicenza, and then where would the Italians be? They tried that in 16, I said. Not with the Germans. Yes, I said. But they probably wouldn't do that, he said. It was too simple. They'd try something complicated and get royally cooked. I had to go, I said. I had to get back to the hospital. Goodbye, he said, then cheerily, every sort of luck. There was a great contrast between his world pessimism and his personal cheeriness. I stopped at the barber shop and was shaved and went home to the hospital. My leg was as well as it would get for a long time. I had been up for examination 3 days before. There were still some treatments to take before my course at the Ospedale Maggiore was finished, and I walked along the side street, practicing, not limping. An old man was cutting silhouettes under an arcade. I stopped to watch him. Two girls were posing, and he cut their silhouettes together, snipping very fast and looking at them, his head on one side. The girls were giggling. He showed me the silhouettes before he pasted them on white paper and handed them to the girls. They're beautiful, he said. How about you, Tenente? The girls went away looking at their silhouettes and laughing. They were nice-looking girls. One of them worked in the wine shop across from the hospital. All right, I said. Take your cap off. No, with it on. It will not be so beautiful, the old man said. But, he brightened, it will be more military. He snipped away at the black paper, then separated the two thicknesses and pasted the profiles on a card and handed them to me. How much? That's all right, he waved his hand. I just made them for you. Please. I brought out some coppers. For pleasure. No, I did them for a pleasure. Give them to your girl. Many thanks until we meet. Until I see thee.